September 9th through 15th. 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. Be ye reconciled to God. As you read 2 Corinthians 1 through 7 this week, think about specific class members, those who come to class and those who don't. How could the principles in these chapters bless them? Invite sharing. Provide time for class members to share ideas that make their scripture study more effective.
Teach the doctrine. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 through 7, chapter 4 verses 6 through 10, verses 17 through 18, and chapter 7 verses 4 through 7. Our trials can be a blessing. Maybe there's someone in your class experiencing a difficult trial. The experiences Paul described and the counsel he gave in 2 Corinthians can help class members think about the blessings that can come from their trials. To start a discussion, you might ask a class member to come prepared to talk about how a trial blessed his or her life, or what he or she learned from someone else who endured a trial. Then you could give class members a few minutes to review 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, chapter 4, verses 6 through 10, and 17 through 18, and chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. Looking for what Paul taught about the purposes and blessings of trials. For examples of his teachings, see this week's outline and Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. Ask class members to share what they find. You might suggest that they read aloud the verse in which they found a particular teaching and then share an experience or testimony related to that teaching. Consider giving class members time to ponder how trials can bless our lives, including by reviewing Paul's teachings found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 through 7, chapter 4 verses 6 through 10, and 17 through 18, and chapter 7 verses 4 through 7. During this time, they could write how Paul's teachings might apply to afflictions they face in their own lives. To add to your discussion, consider singing together class members' favorite hymns that testify of the comfort and blessings Heavenly Father and the Savior offer us in times of trial, such as How Firm a Foundation in hymns number 85. After singing together, you might invite class members to look for a phrase in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 4 that they feel fits the message of the hymn. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 5 through 11. We receive blessings and bless others when we forgive. We have all had experiences when someone has caused grief to us or our family. See verse 5. Perhaps class members could search 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 5 through 11, looking for counsel from Paul about how to treat someone who has offended us. Consider inviting class members to review Luke 15, 11 through 32, John 8, 1 through 11, and the quotation by Elder Kevin R. Duncan in additional resources to learn more about how we should treat those who have offended us. How do we harm ourselves and others when we are unwilling to forgive? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled to God. Many people come to church with a desire to feel closer to God, and a discussion of 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 21 can help them. To begin, class members could explore the meaning of the word reconcile, perhaps beginning by looking up the word in a dictionary. What insights does this provide about being reconciled with God? What additional insights do we gain from the entry atonement in the Bible dictionary? How do these insights help us understand 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 21? You may want to invite class members to share their feelings about the Savior, whose atonement makes it possible for us to be reunited with God. 2 Corinthians 7, 8 through 11. Godly sorrow leads to repentance. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11 gives a helpful explanation of godly sorrow and its role in repentance. What do we learn about godly sorrow from 2 Corinthians 7, 8 through 11 and President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's words in additional resources? Why is godly sorrow essential to repentance? You might feel impressed to encourage a broader discussion about repentance, If so, you could try something like this. Write on the board, repentance is... Ask class members to find ways to complete this phrase using things they learn from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 through 11, as well as from the scriptures and other resources found in additional resources. How might they use these teachings to help someone understand how to sincerely repent? Encourage learning at home. Ask class members if they have ever prayed to have a trial or affliction removed. In 2 Corinthians 8 through 13, they will find out how Paul responded when he prayed for this, but his prayer was not answered in the way he expected.
Additional resources, 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7. Seeing others as God sees them helps us to forgive. Elder Kevin R. Duncan taught, quote, "One key for forgiving others is to try to see them as God sees them. At times, God may part the curtain and bless us with the gift to see into the heart, soul, and spirit of another person who has offended us. This insight may even lead to an overwhelming love for that person." End quote. From The Healing Ointment of Forgiveness, Ensign Orleona, May 2016. Godly sorrow inspires change and hope. President Dieter F. Buchdorf explained, quote, "Godly sorrow inspires change and hope through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Worldly sorrow pulls us down, extinguishes hope, and persuades us to give in to further temptation. Godly sorrow leads to conversion and a change of heart. It causes us to hate sin and love goodness. It encourages us to stand up and walk in the light of Christ's love. True repentance is about transformation, not torture or torment." End quote. From You Can Do It Now, Ensign Orleona, November 2013. What is repentance? Consider the following sources. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 30 through 31, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, and chapter 5, verse 2. Alma chapter 5, verses 11 through 21, and Alma 42, verses 29 through 30. 3 Nephi 9, 13 through 14, and 20 through 22. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 42 and 43. Bible Dictionary, repentance. See also repentance, gospel topics, topics.lds.org. And see also Dale G. Renland, repentance, a joyful choice, Ensign Orleona, November 2016. Elder Neil L. Anderson taught, quote, "When we sin, we turn away from God. When we repent, we turn back toward God." The invitation to repent is rarely a voice of chastisement, but rather a loving appeal to turn around and to return toward God. It is the beckoning of a loving Father and His only begotten Son to be more than we are, to reach up to a higher way of life, to change, and to feel the happiness of keeping the commandments. Being disciples of Christ, we rejoice in the blessing of repenting and the joy of being forgiven. They become part of us, shaping the way we think and feel. For most, repentance is more a journey than a one-time event. It is not easy. To change is difficult. It requires running into the wind, swimming upstream. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." See Matthew 16:24. Repentance is turning away from some things, such as dishonesty, pride, anger, and impure thoughts, and turning toward other things, such as kindness, unselfishness, patience, and spirituality. It is returning toward God. End quote. From Repent, That I May Heal You, Ensign Orleona, November 2009. Improving Our Teaching. Include those who are struggling. Sometimes struggling class members just need to be included to feel loved. Consider giving them an assignment to participate in an upcoming lesson. Don't give up if they don't respond to your efforts at first. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 8 and 9.